Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, if you are in the 30% of people that believe that the U.S. is heading in the right direction, we are here to tell you that we're ready to answer your questions. We're ready to talk to you. We are ready to bring you into the fold of the 70% that see where this country is going. It's not in the right direction right now, but it can be as we move into 2024 and go through the election process, not just from the president, but from all the down ticket things and all the things down to your local community. There are ways of making real good change. And so again, if you're in that 30%, don't worry. We'll be happy to talk with you and bring you over to the fold, as we said. Folks, welcome back to the program this morning. It's the Wednesday edition, as we're racing through the Wednesday edition here this morning. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much more to tell you about as we go through the program this morning. Welcome to everybody listening on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network. Of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. Or if you're listening online, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're with us this morning. And once again, we're joined by Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, by the way, what do you think? I mean, is the 30%, is it just a hardcore? It's kind of like, you know, support for Biden and so forth, but is it just the hardcore, or what do you think?
The 30% are those that work for the federal government or work for state government or have contracts with state and federal governments, because all of those have inflated salaries, have a job duties that are pretty thin, I would argue. We're in private business, it would probably take one person to do the job, but the way the government works, in the duties, they put in like seven to do a single person's job. They're living a lucrative life because of government, and anybody outside of government is in the real world, I would argue.
Very interesting. Well, again, yes, because when you see something like this, 30% say the U.S. is heading in the right direction. That's from Rasmussen, by the way. It just seems a little mind-boggling. But again, you know, and you know, you couple that with the idea that a lot of Americans think that you know, the economy is doing badly. That many people think it's already in a recession. You know, even if it doesn't meet the technical requirements, but people are just expressing that they feel that something is wrong, not just in the economy, but also, of course, in all these different things, foreign policy, as we talked about yesterday. It just feels like everything is on fire, and you kind of don't even know what to fix first because nothing seems fixable. And I think that's really important to reiterate.
I keep saying that. What have we fixed? You know, just take the Department of Education, for instance. Okay, you know, it's been there for decades. And once things get established and whatnot, why do we need to keep using it?
Right.
You know, why is it still there?
Yeah, because it's always been there now. See, that's the thing. There's an inertia that happens in our government to a great degree.
Well, yeah. And so if you've got, as of November the 15th, there were 2.95 million employees that work for the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 3 million people.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's huge. Now, what are they doing?
Well, you got me. Yeah.
And what have they fixed? So, you know, they're the ones that think that the economy's fine, right?
Oh, sure. It's all going great, and nothing really to see here.
If things were fixed, would have Hawaii, Maui have experienced that horrible fire? No.
No, of course not. Of course not, yeah.
With all the money that we've thrown at climate change, wouldn't we have stopped tornadoes and hurricanes by now? And wouldn't the oceans have been levels be receding? Like, you know, hasn't all the money that and all these experts, like at the COP28, I mean, haven't they fixed anything yet? No.
Well, that's right. Well, that's because they kind of pick things that can never be fixed to some degree, like with climate change. That can never
because
be fixed.
They're manufactured crisis. They're not a real crisis.
Precisely. That's exactly it. But that way, it continues to generate revenue because they're fighting for climate change or they're fighting against.
We had a Palestinian, air quote, Palestinian problem for 60, 70 years, if not more. Why hasn't that been fixed?
Well, that's right. Well, that's right. I mean,
it's
even
a manufactured problem.
That's exactly right. Even if you look at the two-state solution, that if that was a fix, that would have been fixed decades ago at this point. Exactly right.
We hear this term gaslighting, and this stuff works. I mean, you know how, look at our college campuses today. It works.
Go ahead, Denise.
College campuses, you know, how much money, foreign money is in college campuses? I would argue that college campuses now are the new lobby operations for foreign power, especially Middle Eastern money.
That's a great way of putting that. That's really on the nose right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, very, very much so. Because, again, it's much more, you got to make more noise, and it's all about doing that and just making the noise. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, hold that thought. We're going to come right back right after this short break. And we do have a caller holding on the line. So, caller, stay right there. And we'll come to you right after this short break. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com as well if you want to send us a direct message. Stay right there. We're coming right back. Curly head bows, that tutu and cool. Elephant boats and kitty cars too.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Wednesday edition of the program. And we are simply having a wonderful Christmas time here on the program. We're having a wonderful morning. We got some great conversation going, got some great things happening, some great music, and a great telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to join in and be part of the discussion this morning. And, of course, we're joined by Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, don't forget, head over there to founderscode.com. Check out Denise's great articles and the other materials that she has over there at founderscode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we've been talking about some stuff in Israel right now, but also, of course, there's a lot going on in the political spectrum here in this country, not the least of which is you've got the governor of New Hampshire, Sununu, who has now endorsed wholeheartedly Nikki Haley. Does this make a difference? Does it move the needle? What do you think?
Too hard to tell here at this point. You also had the founder of Home Depot that's doing the same thing. So it's really too early to tell. And if, you know, she drops out, which, you know, obviously with the big, she's getting some big support. It'll be interesting to see where her votes would necessarily go. You know, DeSantis has gone completely all in for the Iowa caucus. And if that doesn't work well, then I don't think that he'll move on personally. which I'm happy about. I just want him to come back to Florida.
Well, how does that work, though? How does he, let's just say, just for the sake of argument, how does he extricate himself out of the race if he has a poor showing?
You know, I've been thinking about that, and I'm not sure I know what that is, unless he says, I'll do this another time. The caucuses have spoken and move on. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's the only logical thing I can think of, but technically how he would do it, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think anybody's guess. But this is, would you agree that this is just a very odd political season that we're seeing?
Because, of course.
Yeah, we've never had a former president come back and have this kind of success, at least in the polls. Nobody's voted yet, but at least in the polls, and having sort of this grudge match sort of, pay-per-view type setup, where this is going to be a big deal. But it's affected everything. It's like all the rule book is just out the window.
Especially with all the lawsuits.
That's true.
Against Trump. For the sake of argument, don't think that a new Trump administration is not going to look like the last Trump administration. They're going to continue to attack and attack and attack and attack. So that, to me, is the scary part. That we'll go to a Trump administration part two. I mean, he's not even there yet, and they're already calling him a dictator.
Right. Yeah, they're trying to. That's the new narrative. Well, I tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Backgammon Bob with us again this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You're on with Denise.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
I'm just thinking that we probably ought to go ahead and impeach Biden, because basically he has nothing to lose. So anything they really say about it, Kamala Harris in there, she'd be younger and more accountable. That's what I think on that.
What do you think about that, Denise? What do you think? An impeachment of Biden right now? Well, obviously that means Kamala Harris would be sworn in as president. But is she easier or harder to beat, or what do you think?
I don't think there'll be an impeachment. I think that they'll go through this inquiry, and what is discovered during this inquiry will be a hybrid impeachment of the man, just so he doesn't get the votes. I don't see that he and Kamala on the ticket have the votes to prevail right now anyway. But what the impeachment inquiry will do is put out more information, not only about the corrupt Biden family, but the corruption of this administration. And, it's a tactic, and I think that's really what is the mission here.
Yeah, it poisons the well, basically.
Yes.
For Biden. Yeah, go ahead, back in, Bob. Yeah, go ahead.
One more thing I wanted to say about it. Nikki Haley seems to poll much better against Biden than Trump does, I think, from what I understand.
Depends on the poll, yes.
And also, how are Trump's polls doing lately? Is he still polling pretty good against
Yes.
Yeah, Biden? It's the highest ever, I think, in the Iowa caucuses so far. Yeah.
Yes. No, right. Okay, against Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Beckham and Bob. Have a great morning. Great call. And, Denise, Nikki Haley was some 17 points ahead, I think, of Biden in one of the polls we saw just yesterday, I think.
Well, with Sununu, I think that, she could carry the New Hampshire caucus. I'm not sure where she stands on the Iowa caucus, personally, but anyway.
Well, in other words, can it be a spoiler for Trump if he's not completely victorious, shall we say, in the Iowa caucuses, New Hampshire primary, moving forward from there? If there's any upset at all, does that really make a significant impact?
There'll be an impact. I don't know the volume of the significance it would be. I'm not a big poll watcher. I look at them. I don't study them. So I'm really not an expert at that. But if he doesn't do very well in Iowa, that will change things up, I think, to New Hampshire and in South Carolina.
Well, sure. And then, of course, these prosecutions do have an impact as well. In some ways, in public perception, both good and bad. Some will say, well, that cements it for me. You know, the guy's he needs to be prosecuted.
Let's, for sake of argument, say he's president. Now, what's the first thing that the left is going to do? He's a criminal in office.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They'll go for an immediate impeachment on the man. Right.
Well, exactly, depending on where the House and the Senate end up as well, because all these things can be in flux. You know, it just seems to me that especially the GOP has to navigate this election season so carefully. They absolutely need to be united. They have to have a central message. I mean, they've got to do all these things that the Democrats kind of do by default, you know, in order to really make a difference here.
They'll go for impeachment, although we don't know who's going to control the House and the Senate, because we've had a few Republicans in the House that are retiring and not coming back and so forth, but we also have a few Democrats, too. So the power in both chambers is a little questionable, but they'll be calling for Trump's impeachment within the first 6 months of his term.
Oh, sure. Yeah, if there's not, calling for marching in the streets and shutting down the country and stuff like that.
Precisely. All again. And are we ready to do that? Are we ready to, do we have on our chest armor to prepare for that?
That's a very, very good question, because the left is not going to go gently into that good night at all.
No.
And speaking of going gently into the good night, we got to go gently into this bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, we got much more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. If you want to give us a ring, you can do that. 949-822-7959. Give us a call. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update.
The United Nations has called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. On Tuesday, the General Assembly passed the resolution with a two-thirds majority. However, both proposed amendments to the ceasefire, presented by the U.S. and Austria, were unsuccessful. The U.S. has expressed support for a pause in fighting, but opposes a ceasefire that might enable Hamas to plan another attack on Israel.
Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president following her testimony on campus anti-Semitism before a congressional committee. It's Taylor Swift's world.
Taylor Swift has donated $1 million to the Tennessee Emergency Response Fund at the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. She did attend high school in one of the counties that was hit by a string of tornadoes that left at least six people dead.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hang all the mistletoe. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. As we head through this Wednesday edition, and we're heading towards Christmas, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. And, of course, we're right back here with Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, dude, we got another call lighting up here for us this morning. Let's go ahead and head on over to the telephone line. And good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from this morning?
Scott in Southern Florida.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to, I've been listening for several nights. I'm a big fan
Thank
of
you.
The show.
Thank
I want to say good morning to you, Kyle, and Denise. And you had discussed how incredulous it is to have Kamala Harris criticize Israel's handling of this event, and I got to thinking about it. I know that you had said that there's no way to justify that, but I think she thinks there's going to be, you know, political gain in that, because if she has Israel listen to her or accept any direction, it's a win for her. And they certainly are not going to be able to use that against Hamas, because Hamas isn't going to listen to them at all. So if they're going to criticize Hamas, it has no weight.
Well, indeed. So, yeah. What do you think, Denise?
You know, they're already talking about having Palestine rule Gaza. I mean, we have an administration, both Biden and Harris and the other shadow operators in the White House, talking about what it's going to look like on the other side. And they're really threatening in the back channels, telling Netanyahu and Israel, end this conflict by the end of the month. They're really giving them like 2 weeks, which is ridiculous. They're telling now Israel how to fight this war. And, you know, Israel has to do what Israel has to do. I mean, they're living in a pretty awful neighborhood. They've lived under these conditions for a long time. And for the sake of argument, let's say they get rid of Hamas. Well, they still have the West Bank, and then they've got northern Israel with Hezbollah. And then we got all the nonsense that's going on with the Houthis and the shipping lanes and in the Red Sea and so forth. So this is hardly, and even Netanyahu said to this White House, if you don't solve the Houthi problems, then we'll solve it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who is becoming who has by default become a military power that's going to, that's working by themselves to solve a lot of the stupidness, which is really an understatement, that's going on in the Middle East. Well, it's Israel. And
they're the only ones left to fight that battle.
Well, that's right. And I know that people are stomping their feet and saying it's absolutely disgusting that, you know, Zelensky is here yesterday in Washington, D.C., meeting with senators and government contractors, and they're providing him, helping to provide weapons and technical information and meeting at the White House and this. But he's the only one fighting against Russia. If you were the president of your country, wouldn't you be on your hands and knees begging for any kind of help you can possibly get? I mean, look, Zelensky's never gone to war before. At least Netanyahu's got, you know, experience, and so do the former prime ministers at Israel. They're fighting that war by themselves. Well, Zelensky, you know, the best thing Zelensky could do right now, I think, is leave the United States, fly on over to Tel Aviv, and sit in an Israeli war cabinet meeting for two solid days and not leave, to learn what some of his Israel's tactics are, to learn how he can go back and fight against the Russians, which I would argue are much more powerful than Hamas.
Well,
you know,
sure.
So, I mean, what a stupid situation this whole thing is. And
we just,
you know,
make a point of pointing out our problems with our allies, when in fact the whole problem is Hamas and Russia.
Precisely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good point.
And you've got a very, very small country that is fighting not just against Hamas, but they'll be fighting against Hezbollah, the Houthis, Fatah, and Iran, and all the other, you know, Iranian militias that are in Syria and Iraq. So, you know, Israel's up to the task, but Israel's going to have weapons from the United States in order to do this. We have to replenish a lot of their weapons very often. I shouldn't say very often, from time to time, in these kinds of situations. The same thing is going on with Zelensky. Now, I know we don't want all this money going over to Ukraine because Ukraine's corrupt. Well, let me say this. Nobody has asked the question, much less it's been answered, on what was pledged to go to Ukraine. How much of it actually is there?
That's right.
We don't know.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to ask that question.
We're sending all these tanks.
How much has made it there?
Exactly right, Scott. Yeah, how much is made it there? And we just don't. Nobody
precisely
can tell you. Yeah.
You know, and remember, it was Biden who said, early on, when this first conflict happened in Ukraine, it was a minor incursion. Remember that one?
Exactly.
And his national security apparatus and those idiots over there in the E-ring at the Pentagon, every one of them ought to be fired. Because you don't wait until there's a major incursion before you start talking about fighter jets and tanks. You know,
That just opened the door to the major incursion yes. because they were yes. they knew that we were not going to react on the
yes.
quote unquote minor incursion.
Now I would ask tell everybody because I was had a little bit of a part in it and the first Desert Storm with General Schwarzkopf. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
They thought this was going to be a prolonged yeah. war. Heck, it was over in 100 days. He went over there and he literally killed an ant with a sledgehammer. Okay? And that's really what should have happened to the support of Ukraine. So we wouldn't even be having these discussions today. That the war in Ukraine would have been over in 100 days.
Well, right. But at that point, would there also have been, you know, the specter of a nuclear, you know, tactical nuclear missile? And maybe they keep threatening it, but is that
he's
for real?
He's such a blowhard.
Yeah.
No. No.
Because if they
I'd
were
be
to
more concerned about the nuclear conflict in the Middle East than I would against Russia. I think they would there would be
correct.
Some pullback on that, and
yes,
and I think that that would remain conventional.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely
one
right.
would hope because especially
smart
in the Middle
man
East,
you are. Thank you.
I agree, Denise. Yeah, because that would be you know along the lines of where a lot of this fanaticism is in the Middle East. It's almost like well, it just doesn't matter because. You know, it's kind of let God sort them out kind of a thing, and that's
well,
scary.
Wouldn't you like to know what Eastern European leaders, Moldova and, the, you know, that whole crowd, what information they had on what Putin was doing? Do you know how many spies and operatives Russia has placed for years in Eastern Europe? This is not a new condition. I mean, this goes all the way back to the Obama administration. Remember, you had the Olympics, and all of a sudden, what gets taken? Oh, Crimea. So that should have put everybody
right.
on edge, and there was no consequence. But even with that, what was Putin doing in Syria? And what did Obama do? Well, they're using chemical weapons. Well, that's my red line. Well, we're not going to do anything about the chemical weapons. In fact, we'll just send the chemical weapons that are being used to Russia. How about that?
Yeah, but
I mean, how stupid
but,
can we be?
But the red line never, you know, was a real consequence for Obama.
It was a manufactured statement.
Yeah.
There was never a red line.
Yeah, of course. He was never going to honor that. All right, well, very cool. We're going to head into the break here
smart
in just a
man,
few minutes.
Good call.
I agree. Good call, Scott in South Florida. Thanks for calling, and we're going to talk to you hopefully again real soon.
Certainly. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Denise.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care. All right, great call. I totally agree, Denise. Great call. And folks, when we come back, of course, we're going to go out to break here in just a few moments. But we're going to say goodbye to Denise here this morning. But Denise, it's been a great discussion. And I got to tell you, you know, this is important stuff that we're getting out there and what you're getting out there. This is just really important. So thanks again, Denise. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Talk a little bit about the economy and maybe some politics as well. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we, well, rock around the Christmas tree a little bit on this Wednesday morning edition of the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you might have a question or comment for our next guest, Chris Markowski. He's the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That is the website for Chris. Also, you can hear him right here on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. That occurs every Saturday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Also every Sunday afternoon, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. And welcome back again, Chris. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. And, you know, still a lot going on. And I saw a quote earlier today, Janet Yellen, saying that there's no solid intellectual basis, basically, for seeing a recession as being inevitable. Do you think that that's on track, or what do you think about that kind of statement?
Well, I mean, it got away with a non-recession the last time when, you know, they said that, you know, that, you know, we had two quarters of negative economic growth and the National Bureau of Economic Research in Cambridge didn't call it. Again, you know, you define recession in regards to how are people actually feeling. I don't define it. I've never defined it based upon what,
you know, some economists are saying is a recession or not a recession. So, again, we're basically, you know, we're parsing words here at this point in time. You take a look at overall economic growth and the weakness that we've had, the true economic growth, not the, you know, the government-funded sugar high nonsense that we've been dealing with, but real, true, organic economic growth. It hasn't been the way it should be for a very long period of time, not just under Biden. You can go back a long, long way.
Well, indeed, and I'm glad you mentioned, you know, because there is the technical definition, even so that, you know, that was, they tried to sort of skirt around that. But you talked about how people feel about the economy, and there is evidently some information out there. This from Fox Business: a majority of Americans feel that the U.S. economy is in a recession, according to a latest survey conducted by Bankrate. 59% of U.S. adults feel like the economy is in a recession. Now, of course, they're taking into account, right, you know, going to the grocery store, you know, just buying everyday items and so forth. So this is a big issue with them.
Well, if you're feeling, again, you're feeling like you can't get ahead, you're feeling like you can't breathe. What was the number? 60% of Americans feel like they're living paycheck to paycheck. There was a story talking about the amount of people making over $100,000 a year that feel like that they're living paycheck to paycheck. That, you know, just shows you the effects of the cost of living here in the United States. And there's been a lot of stories about, you know, the overall cost of the American dream and everything that's involved. And, you know, yeah, it's very difficult if you don't feel like you can get off the hamster wheel.
Well, indeed. And then we also understand that the stock market closed up at a fresh high, basically, on Tuesday. But, of course, we're waiting for the Federal Reserve's interest rate announcement today on Wednesday. And wasn't there, I think there was a jobs report just late last week, I believe. But how is all this going together to influence even what the Fed might do? Now we're hearing maybe June they might do some cuts. And some say September.
I'm not sure the exact date that this is going to happen. I mean, the numbers are all over the place. And again, I don't base my, you know, the decisions on how I might go about handling my clients and money, really trying to guess what the Federal Reserve is going to do next. You know, it's become a sideshow. It really has, and it's been this way for a very, very long period of time. But again, you know, these are the same people that we're looking to and relying on that couldn't call the fact that, you know, inflation was really starting to bite and they were calling it transitory. So, again, I don't place a lot of faith in the economists over at the Fed.
Well, no, I don't see why exactly either. Why one would? Because, again, a lot of times it seems like it bounces back almost day to day, back and forth each day. You know, well, today it's going to be okay, but tomorrow, no, it's a disaster. But I think we're going to be okay again. But getting back to what Janet Yellen said, I guess that kind of statement, you know, kind of sets up the idea that if you have a contrarian viewpoint, or if you have any kind of statement about what the economy is doing, you just don't have a solid intellectual basis. I mean, that's pretty kind of condescending.
Well, they've been saying it again and again and again and again, repeating themselves, and nobody knows what they're actually feeling, and you know they're right, and you know you have to listen to them because they're the experts. Oh, right, they're the experts. Okay, I mean, you know, people know what they're paying at the grocery store. They're not stupid. They know what their bills are like. They know what things cost, and you know, they know what they're dealing in their household budgets and how difficult it is. So you can tell people again and again and again, you know, that it's bright and sunny outside, but you know, when they've they're walking outside and it's all wet, you know, it's difficult to do that.
Well, indeed. And we also saw another little factoid here, this from Breitbart. According to the Wall Street Journal analysis, when Trump left office, the average monthly mortgage payment was $1,787. Now it's $3,322. And so, I mean, that's going to bite, some people may have an adjustable rate. I don't know what the number of that might be in the sense of how many people might have an adjustable rate. But maybe this just factors in people who have had to go and move and buy a new house ever since then. But it just seems like it's an enormous change?
It's a myriad of things. I mean, obviously, because you know your interest payments are up because of the higher rates. Also, we just have not kept up with enough inventory here in this country when it comes to the need for homes. That's something, you know, you could bring that back somewhat to maybe some of the supply chain issues during COVID played a part of that. You can also play a part of the fact that, you know, cost builders more to make homes. And you can also point to tariffs and government regulations that have driven the price of certain things up. That's a part of it too. So, you know, more often than not, you know, you can point the finger at government when you see price increases that are this high.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, of course, we got Ron DeSantis out there. I think he was in a town hall meeting, basically. But he's trying to go after Trump pretty hardcore right now, talking about a lot of the money that came out in COVID was inherently inflationary. I'm just sort of, you know, just oversimplifying or paraphrasing here. But putting more money into the system is inflationary. But is that the key root of what we're seeing right now, or does it have to do with things like fuel prices and not having enough energy at the outset, you know, cutting back at the outset of the Biden administration?
Of course, the COVID relief money was inflationary. I mean, inflation is always a monetary problem. We got too much money chasing too few goods, and you're doing that during when you shut the country down, you know, that's what everybody think was going to happen. I mean, it's just, you know, people staying home and just buying and buying and buying things. You also saw a mass exodus out of a lot of urban areas and into the, you know, the suburbs and the countryside, and it wasn't just enough homes to meet that demand. You still got a lot of empty, urban cores at this point in time that have to be dealt with. So, yes, without a doubt, when you fly a helicopter over the country and you dump cash, it's inflationary.
That's a good illustration, I think. Well, let's turn real quick to politics. We're looking now to see, or we've seen now, the New Hampshire governor has now endorsed Nikki Haley. She seems to be getting some more traction with like the Home Depot owner and so forth, and other, you know, big time donors and influencers. Do you think that's going to move the needle at all in New Hampshire, or do you think it's going to continue on the way we see in the polls?
We shall see. I don't know. You know, again, you know how the system works, and state by state, and you know things can change fairly quickly when it comes to this. You also got a long way to go. You know, when it comes to Super Tuesday, and you know what's going to happen with some of these court cases. So I don't know what's going to happen next. I think the governor in Iowa, back to DeSantis, there's Sununu and New Hampshire with Haley. So I don't know. We'll see.
Indeed. Yeah. Wait and see. But Chris Markowski, we appreciate you being there this morning. Folks, it's the Watchdog on Wall Street, and watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. And Chris, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got to have a good one.
Take care. Have a good one. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, the most wonderful. And we're going to go to the top of the hour. You'll hear your headlines. And we're coming back with your phone calls. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.